Hey guys, I haven't been on here for a little while, so I found a good excuse on Twitter to do an audio boo, so I am, and probably hear some rustling as I head downstairs to wait for a lunch to be delivered. So Harpmaster 100, or Daniel Brown, asked about Siri learning, and so I was going to respond to that and figured this would be a little bit better of a platform with which to do it than, you know, typing out a series of 140 character tweets as I am sometimes want to do, probably because I'm crazy. So basically, Siri doesn't learn. I know that Apple makes some noise about that, and she sometimes remembers things, but it doesn't learn. Learning implies that, you know, you're able to not only just set a couple of parameters, but actually do something intelligent, sometimes even predict, for example, what the user wants done. And you're able to do that without really being directed to do it. That's real learning. So she doesn't. Now, there's a couple of specific things that you said. You said, call Amy Russell, and it says, do you mean Ami? Of course, you can get away with saying, call Ami Russell, and if you think this is stupid, Dan, because you are adapting yourself to the machine rather than the other way around, I completely agree with you, but oh well. The other thing you can do, and excuse me, I said call, and I should have said FaceTime. The other thing you can do, by the way, and you don't need to say Siri. I don't know why people say Siri before talking to Siri, because obviously it's listening. But I think it's something they do in the Apple commercials, and it just kind of trickles into people's consciousness. But the other thing you can do is you can say FaceTime Ami Russell email, and that should one step you through the entire process. And again, yes, I realize that this is stupid and you're tailoring yourself instead of having the computer tailor itself to you, which kind of is the point of a tool, just in my opinion, IMHO and all that. But hey, what are you going to do? It's amusing to people who are in computer science that folks think Siri is smart at all, frankly, just because systems like that have existed for years and years and years. I mean, not even like 3, but more like 13. It's just a little bit easier to use, so that's why it got so much attention. But the entire system can be essentially written in about a weekend. About 70 to 80% of the questions get farmed out to Wolfram Alpha, so it's not Siri or Apple doing any of the work. And the other 20% are basically coming from a few very simple data resources like Yahoo for weather. There's stocks in there, of course, you know, a couple of other things. So it's not that impressive of a system. It's helpful and it's useful. I use it every day, frankly, and I use the dictation feature a great deal on my iPhone 5. So I'm not knocking it just to knock it. I like it a lot. It's just that it's really frustrating if you know what's out there, even what was out there 7 or 8 years ago, in terms of machine learning or AI, because, Siri is really, really limiting in that, you know, in that sense. But anyway, I hope that answers your question. And I fully agree with you that, you know, when will Siri learn? Well, I think the answer is, she currently doesn't even have the capacity to do so. So maybe later she can. Oh, by the way, some people might respond that, well, yes, she can learn because she'll ask you things like, do you want me to remember that so-and-so is your partner or that so-and-so is your mom? And that's not learning. That's just sad is what that is. That's just setting a parameter. But, you know, hey, it's still, until something better comes along, at least that it's available, that's what we're going to get. So there you go. Hope that answers it. Have a good one. Oh, and before I forget, since I already did at the beginning of this, if you guys want to follow me on Audioboo, it's Sina Bahram, SinaBahram, and my Twitter handle is the same thing, @SinaBahram, @SinaBahram. Have a good day.